What was your personal involvement with military people?
Well, it was very slight at the Rad Lab. I mean, this lieutenant we had, that I mentioned, was a military guy that I knew and respected. When I came to ONR, and especially, there I was immediately exposed to Captain Robert D. Conrad, who had this dream of a Navy research operation, keeping in close touch with the frontiers of science and looking at possibilities of applying frontiers of science work to Navy problems. That was the Office of Research and Inventions. It's been written up a number of times. And it's Captain Conrad was really a marvelous person. He was the one who got the Office of Naval Research into a long-range basic research for the Navy operation, as distinct from let's be sure that we get everything we can out of the OSRD work that was going on and wind up things. I think Alan Waterman never quite viewed the Navy thing as the ONR thing as a permanent connection between basic research and the Navy, except in a rather limited way. And that's the way it's actually turned out, so he was probably right. The broader aspects of ONR, which he felt were being done to keep, to get basic research in nuclear physics and other fields started. Pending the Vannevar-Bush concept going into operation.
Yeah.